Larry just come over and he wants to say hello to you, Larry.
Larry, this is Roy. I enjoyed your pictures, pretty good while ago. Me and Doc came over and we watched them. I enjoyed them. I'd like to see you, old boy. About 32 days you'll be in, I guess. Larry, about 2 years ago, you know, I had that accident down at the conduit plant. And this past September, no, it was August that I started back down here at Parker's. I'm going to work down here for a while, and as soon as I get in good shape, I'll find me something else to go on. I'm going to a chiropractor with my brother, and he's really helping me. I don't have my headaches, but I still got double vision. I'll always have it, I imagine. And we just have to hope and pray about this rest. And as soon as I can be able to do something else, I'll probably go to school.
Well, the mailman just went by, and although we didn't get any mail from you, I got an answer from Captain Holmes in Japan in 106th General Hospital, Ward G2. And here is what he had to say. I want you to listen to it. It's one of the nicest letters that I ever read in my life. Dear Mr. Shelton, today I received your letter. In addition to saying thank you, it warmed my heart quite a bit to know that there are people like you and Larry in the world. Your words bring me quite a bit of comfort and make me feel as though I am doing my job. I'm a professional soldier and live to lead. Larry has been extremely helpful to me. He was by far the best radio telephone operator in the brigade. I tried to teach Larry a lot because he was so alert and quick to learn. I eventually got to feel that if anything ever happened to me, Larry could control the company until help arrived. He was that good. He was the one who called in the helicopter to evacuate me. He raised hell, too. He unknowingly may have saved my leg. The main artery was badly blown. Oh, a friend of mine lost his in a similar way. His leg was without blood so long, the damage could not be overcome, so they took it off. I'm healing rather well. I had a slight infection in my right leg. It's coming around, though. The fracture wasn't too bad. The left leg is healed, and they got the one piece out of my head. I did lose my right eye. I don't feel too badly about that, better than losing a limb. Hope to be home in about 3 weeks. Larry should be home soon. You know, Larry and I made a real team. We respected each other and worked well together. He let me down once. I wanted to get him a direct commission to lieutenant, but he would not take it. He would be an outstanding leader of men. I am quite sure he'll excel as a civilian also. I have a son of my own. I often think I'd like for him to grow up and be as much of a man as Larry is. You folks should be quite proud of him. The lad has courage aplenty. He was always at my side, no matter how heavy the enemy fire might be. He's just great, sir. I must close now, as it's lights out time. Again, thank you, and may the good Lord watch over you and yours. Sincerely, Don Holmes. Now, I'll keep this letter and have it in your collection, in order that it'll be a war memorial for you, Larry. When the sun goes down today, there'll be 31 more. We're hoping that you'll be home before then, but the main thing is to be home and be home safe and well. No greater compliment can one man pay another than to say he is the best. And that's what Captain Holmes has said about you. We've been knowing it all the time. Other people are finding it out now. We've got two rolls of films here for you now, Larry, and Monday we should have two more back from the processor, so we'll wait till we get them and we'll send the four together. Maybe that'll give you some film to take on your way home. I got one in the mail from you this morning, and I've got it ready. However, I haven't mailed it yet. It'll take a week. It'll be back next Friday. I give up on finding my film, that 20 roll of print that was lost, that you took, you know. And they finally sent my money back, and they sent a roll of film along with the money as a bonus. But that won't replace the film, and I told them so in a letter, but there's nothing they could do. They said they tried every way in the world they could, and as a business, they did make mistakes sometimes. They made all kind of apologies. We started the show, Dottie and Roy, some of the slides last night, and it showed one picture, and the bulb burned out, so we had to run down Longview at 7:30 last night and get a bulb for our projector. They're supposed to last about 25 hours, and I guess that's about all they last, too. While we were in Longview, we picked up two more spools or trays, the old 80 each, and they won't nothing like hold what we've got, but we hope that they'll hold what pictures that we're having processed and the rest of them that you're seeing. We've got a tray with 300 in it, and it's crammed full. Besides, we've got about 7 or 8 trays with 80 in them. After you pull out from where you are now and go back to Bearcat, if you have to stay as long as about 10 days, that'll be about the longest time I imagine you've ever spent waiting on the processing and getting out of there by plane and so forth. I know there'll be a lot of anxious moments, but you can kind of live off the fat of the land. You can eat and sleep and have a good time waiting maybe to be rested up. The pictures of the old French fort down there were real impressive. That looks like a massive fortress they built down there. And of course, French old de Gaulle has given up everything in the way of possessions that they've had, and he's trying to make France a communist nation now.
Hello, Larry. We just got in the ball game. Bill kept Tanya for us tonight. And got a little tape left here, so I thought I'd talk to you a while. We finally won one. Won another one. It's been raining all during the game. It was really sloppy and messy, but we beat West Russ 15-13. And even though it was raining bad and nasty for homecoming, well, the score sort of made it look a whole lot better, made it seem a lot better. It's still raining a little bit outside. We just come by and Carol just got home, so we're fixing to watch, look at these slides of the fort over there and see what it looks like. I just read the letter that Carol got from your captain. It was really nice. That's quite a compliment to you. Deer season opens around here most places tomorrow, and I think I'll go hunting over in Red River County tomorrow and just mostly look around, and then we're going back up there then next weekend, hunt Saturday morning, probably Sunday morning, and see if we can